Tell me more about those Atlantean memories when you had them. What were you doing on Atlantis, or how do you imagine or reconstruct that experience?
Well, when I was in Santorini, which some people believe is one of the fragments of Atlantis that Plato was talking about in his books Critias and Timaeus, I did some past life work, and I remembered being a temple worker. I wasn't anyone, you know, particularly lavish or a high priestess or anything. I was kind of one of the drones who worked in a temple that had a crystal bed that patients would lie down on, and we females would stand over the patients and direct this light that came from the sun into this etheric pyramid in the middle of the temple that had a big eye in the middle of the etheric pyramid that was from Hermes. And Hermes, of course, is Hermes Trismegistus, who is from Atlantis, a great teacher, also from Egypt. He was called Tehote or Thoth there, and also very renowned in the Grecian culture as the messenger. And somehow he was helping to channel through this pyramid that looked exactly like the pyramid on the back of the U.S. dollar, by the way. He was channeling light through different crystal prisms that each of us workers held over parts of the body. And different colors would come through that were spectrums of the rainbows in natural light. And we would heal people through light.
And have you always been a female?
No, no. I had a past life in the 1500s in Russia where I was a male medical doctor during part of the reign of Ivan the Terrible, in which he confiscated medical supplies for some unknown reason, and my patients, most of them died, and it was a tragic, tragic life for me.
What of your past male experiences informs you now as a modern woman?
It's more my past life. The continuum seems to be that I was a healer in all my past lives. The Russian life definitely influenced me in that I decided to no longer be dependent on paraphernalia, you know, drugs and medical tools to help people because they were confiscated. They were taken away from all doctors by Ivan the Terrible. And so I came back in other lifetimes with healings either through talk or energy.
I have absolutely no past life memories. What's wrong with me?
Perhaps you've not been here before. Not everybody has lived on Earth before. There's people who are from other galaxies, other dimensions.
Anything your angels are hearing from my angels on what my past history might be?
Well, you definitely seem comfortable with people, and most people who are star people are a little socially awkward because this way of relating is different. Most star people have kind of a colder energy. They're more task-oriented than relationship-oriented. But they show me with you that you have, and I'm hearing them say that you've come from other solar systems that are human-like, but this is your first time on this planetary system, and that you came here as a messenger, and that's why they also are telling me now that your music is a form of sound healing.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, that you're here to do toning through music for yourself, they said. It's like, they're saying it's like when a baby hums, it calms themselves down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way for you to shut off the noise because you're highly sensitive to the reverberation of politics that are going on around you. And even, you joked about it, but even your wife's moods, you're very sensitive to her shifts.
Yes. Well, there are people in other states that actually pick up on her shift. So I don't know that makes me all
you
that
don't have
sensitive.
To be particularly sensitive. Okay. Well, what's under love and light?
People in South Dakota call us and say, hey.
What's going on with your wife?
Yeah. But no, this is interesting to me because, I mean, first of all, my wife would say that I'm a Vulcan. She believes that I am, because I'm very logical when it comes to, if there's going to be an argument or something, I kind of like to stay with the basic, what's the problem? Hey, let's fix it. Kind of a logic stream to it. And that's always something that she always feels is just not of this planet.
Yeah. Well, if she's a mer person, which I suspect she is, well, mer people are very emotional because water is the medium and the element of the feminine and also of emotions.
Right.
And you seem like you're more of the air element, which is more of the intellect. Okay. And like you said, the logic.
Now, how can anybody on their own just begin to make these determinations? What questions should they ask, or what characteristics should they be asking others to try to give them feedback on in order to try to determine where they might fall on the spectrum?
Well, I do have a quiz in my book, Earth Angels, and they also can look at what they're naturally drawn to. I mean, are they drawn to the mountains? Where would you want to go on vacation if you had unlimited resources?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like someplace where it's peace and quiet. I don't like to go to cities. So it could be sitting on a beach or on a balcony, or it could be, as I just was, on a lodge on an island in the middle of a lake.
Okay. So this shows, again, that you do have some star characteristics, because the star people are here to make sure that this planet doesn't blow up, because it would have big effects on all the other planets and some of the other solar systems. So what the star people are here to do is to do whatever it takes to bring peace. They're the true peacekeepers. And they work in very subtle, behind-the-scenes ways. They're the clerks. They're the babysitters, the people that you meet who just do nice things without expecting people to say thank you. They hold doors open for you. They say hello. They smile at you.
That is a daily goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that diffuses the stress of the whole entire human race.
Now, what about others? What other options would there be for other people to see themselves on the spectrum?
There's elementals who, in truth, don't really like people that much. They prefer to hang out with animals or to be out with the trees. And
right. They
are practical jokers. They're here to lighten us all up. They make excellent musicians and entertainers. A lot of actors and actresses are actually elementals, and they look like fairies and leprechauns and such. You think of Robin Williams and Ellen DeGeneres and, you know, comedians.
Even Julia Roberts
is one of
fairy quality.
Yep. Yep. And Paris Hilton. I mean, she is hanging out with her dogs. No, she's a fairy. Fairies.
She's from another planet.
Well, one could make that argument, but she's got the classic characteristics of the elemental that would rather party than do anything else.
She just recently took a vow of celibacy. I read that in one of my wife's magazines.
Most fairies have a hard time being celibate.
Really?
Yeah. The elementals are reputed for, you know, serial monogamy at best.
Uh-huh. Okay.
and swinging at the other extreme. So.